Your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beloved country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, you mob. I want to give you a big shout out there to Mornington Island. Thank you very much to Mission Australia. Having myself and Delhi business partner Bram Collins up there doing some motivational yarns with the mob up there, and caught up with traditional owner there, Farah Linden. Thank you very much, sister, and big shout out to First Nation people up there in Mornington Island. And yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Benjin Mazda. He's a performer, dancer, with Black Dance, and they present Karul Project, First Nation Tour of Silence, starting this month in Wyong, New South Wales. So with that, we have Benjin on the line. Benjin, very good morning. How are you?
Hello, Trevor.
Benjin, yes, how are good. You?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, my brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Hello, my name is Benjin Mazza. I'm a proud medium. Tana, Biragaba, and Unity Man. And I'm born and raised on Dararambo country in Rockhampton, but now living in Meanjin, Brisbane.
All right, beautiful, brother. So you are a performer, dancer. How long you been performing, brother?
Well, I've been performing since 2011, so a good, 10 years in the industry, yes. Performing music, dance, acting, theatre, radio as well, so try to do a little bit of everything.
Jack of all trades, my brother.
yeah, that's him. You got to in this industry,
You got to be. Blessed and flexible. My brother, say you're with Black Dance. How long have you been with Black Dance?
I'm actually with Coral Projects, but we've been co-commissioned by, co-produced from Black Dance, because they are a body that kind of supports First Nations artists to bring out their works and their visions. So yes. I'm with Coral Projects. I've been dancing for them since 2020 now.
All right. Well, big shout out to Coral Projects and Black Dance.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Yeah, well, both of them. Yes.
And tell us about Silence.
Oh, Silence. This show is one not to be missed.
Cool.
We talk about treaty. This show is based around treaty. Because, silence is about the space in between. It's the conversations not being heard and the responses that are muted.
Yes.
Through the beating drum, our bodies getting thrown around and frequencies to uncover what lies in the silence.
Mm.
Because we've marched across country, we've had promises made and promises broken.
Exactly.
Now we've drafted our own, and we are still the only sovereign people without a treaty.
My brother, that's a powerful analogy. And when we're talking about dance, you could even dance without music. And if the person, you see the a person on stage or performing and the body's movement, silence. But there's the message. And that's what I'm picking up with what your description of silence in regard to, Voice to Australia, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, just wanting that treaty to come out at the end, that's what we want to aim for.
Mm.
And especially like you talk about silence, especially when we cultural dance, when we traditional dance.
Yes.
I think that the most powerful thing is it's the stomping and but it's the silence in between the cut.
Mm.
So when we finish that, that eggby cut, and when we finish there, that's where the power is held, because that's when you can hear a pin drop and you can feel like just the power from that. The silence there.
And look, that's one of our medium, our voices, you could say. When we're talking about our culture, we do it in song, dance, art. So it is one of our strongest mediums in regarding communication to ourselves, but to the world as well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's connecting all them song lines. We're telling our stories that have been around for, 80,000 years, and like keeping those alive, and like you said, that's how we communicate, and that's how we can really tell our stories and actually be heard, even if it is through dance and through movement. That's where we actually have our seat at the table, more or less.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. So in the performance of Silence, how many bodies we see on stage? Just paint that picture, brother.
Yeah, so we have seven bodies on stage. Mm. We have a live drummer, you know, tucked away in the corner there. So we have a mixture of produced sound, and then we have the mixture of the live drumming. And then you have six dancers, like, completing and painting that picture. Yeah. And we've got elements of earth on there. So we're working with dirt, and we're working with, you know, the clapsticks and just all the elements that we're bringing it all together through our voice, through our movement, and, through the drum. It's almost like the heartbeat that still beats in us and in this country, you know?
Exactly, brother, exactly. Beautiful description. So in regards to the performance, where are you guys performing? How can people see it? And are you travelling as such, or are you in one area to perform?
Yes, we're actually going on a national tour this year.
Okay.
So very, very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Some of the places that we start off with, we kick it off. We start in Wyong at the Arts House there. Kick it off there around at the end of this month, actually. So, like, I'll fly out next week, so it's a very exciting time.
Yes.
And then we're visiting Goulburn Performing Arts, and we head on down to Warrnambool at the Lighthouse Theatre there. There are plenty of places, like Frankston at that Bunjil place.
Yes.
There, the Woolloombarra Theatre in Bendigo. Then we go to Adelaide with it, at the Norwood Regional Adelaide.
I'm looking at the notes here, and more should be
The Odeon, in Norwood. Then off to the Orange Civic Centre, Civic Theatre, in Orange. So, like, we're travelling all around. That's our first leg.
Good.
And then, biggest legs come after that. We go to Capital Theatre, Tamworth.
Yes.
Civic Theatre, Wagga Wagga. The Bathurst Memorial Entertainment Centre, Bathurst. In Wollongong as well. We go to the Illawarra Performing Arts Centre in Wollongong, and then we think we finish it off at the Darwin Entertainment Centre.
Okay, so unfortunately you're not coming to Cairns, then, my brother.
So any information, just head to our
webpage,
the Coral website, or the Black Dance website. All the information is there about our Silence Tour.
Okay, lovely.
We're very excited to keep this conversation going.
Cool.
And keep our heartbeat going as well.
Too deadly, my brother. Well, thank you very much for sharing. As we say, break a leg. Do what you need to do, my brother. Congratulations. Big shout out to Coral Projects and Black Dance. And look, good yarning with you, my brother. That was dancer there, performer. That was Benjin Mazza, and he performed with Coral Projects and their joint venture with Black Dance, performing the First Nation Tour of Silence. And it's starting this month in Wyong, New South Wales. But do check out their webpage. You can see Black Dance. That's Black Dance without the C, BLAKDANCE. So Google Black Dance, have a look at their webpage, and you can see where they're performing. But do go check it out. And Silence is the name of the performance. And it's a way of our voice not being heard in regard to, voice to Parliament, in regard to our existence, regarding our treaty, all the above. So fantastic. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
No, I can't say let go. You're gone when I need you the most. They say it's hard, but you never know. What you had for so long, then it's gone. When I wake, smell the coffee. My lungs, breathe it in and I'm happy. I wish it all was just a dream, but it's not, it's never what it seems. When the days are dark and the room is feeling empty, I know that I can lean on you when I'm feeling heavy. You will catch my tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, yeah. The house is silent and it's past 3. Oh, feels like I can't breathe. I start to cry and get angry. I'm too young to lose you, can't you see?
Yeah, the beautiful voice there, Royston Nile, Too Deadly, My Brother, When I Fall Apart is the name of that deadly track. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BB and Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Is Radio Service. All right, Uluru Dialogue celebrates First Nation women leading the voice referendum. A webinar which was held last night, Wednesday 8 March, and we had leading female voices of the movement coming together to share their experiences and insights of the road to referendum and discuss the tangible impacts of First Nation voice that we'll have for the First Nations women. So with that, I'm going to talk to Alira Davis, Uluru Youth Dialogue co-chair, on the line. My sister, very good morning. How are you, Alira?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm Alira Davis, and I'm a proud Kabul Coleman from the Barangam and Birragabba Nation.
Yeah, beautiful footprint. Thank you, my sister. So regarding the webinar that happened last night, congratulations, and talking about that space, can you tell us how was the turnout for the webinar at last night's International Women's Day webinar there, please, sister?
Yeah, it was really deadly. It was amazing to have so many inaugural First Nations women who've been a part of the Uluru Statement journey. It was recognising the role of our First Nations women who have played a big part in getting us to this point, to getting us to a referendum, and to get closer to a First Nations voice, which is why we held the webinar on International Women's Day, just to celebrate and learn from our women who have led this movement.
I want to give a big shout out to all our beautiful women across this deadly country of ours, and look, worldly, all our beautiful sisters across this this globe. In regards to the webinar, let's talk about the panelists who were on board at the table, please.
Yeah, so we had Bridget Dharma, who is the co-chair of the Uluru Youth Dialogue. Myself, who's the youth manager for the Uluru Youth Dialogue. And co-chair. Then we had Sally Scales, who's an Uluru Dialogue member and who is one of the original youth of the Uluru Statement Journey. Then we had Dr. Josie Douglas, who's an Uluru Dialogue member. And then our co-chairs, Anipat Anderson AO and Professor Megan Davis.
Beautiful, powerful, deadly sisters. Can we talk about, can you share with us some of the topics from the delegates?
Yeah, so we spoke about we each picked a photo that was I guess really significant to us in this Uluru Statement Journey. We picked different photos here and there. Professor Megan Davis picked a photo with her non-Indigenous colleague who has helped her along this constitutional recognition journey, acknowledging our allies and our women, our non-Indigenous women out there as well. Bridget picked a photo of our senior leadership and youth dialogue meeting held in Cairns, where we all kind of sat around in a yarning circle and spoke to, I guess, what we're doing for the next year, which was held last year, noting that we got announced that we're going to a referendum, Albanese government got in. So that was very exciting. Josie picked a photo of her nan and spoke about the Stolen Generation and what her story was and the story behind it.
Yes.
And then Sally mentioned also another photo of her with her art in the background and her grandmother's and Arnie as well, mentioning that. And then Arnie Pat picked a beautiful photo of them at the Rock at the Uluru Constitutional Convention, with the fighting stick and their gift that they got from the Mutajulu community, and it was just a beautiful, I guess, a dialogue between our co-chairs and myself, and just hearing all the stories behind their photos were just immaculate.
Look, very powerful, you know, very empowerment, and when you're talking about photos and the stories that go behind it, and we're talking from the heart. And here we are talking about First Nation voices. Yes, we've got to have our sisters at the table. So this is a very powerful vehicle as such, an entity. Did our sisters embrace the vehicle that you guys are driving? Yes.
Yeah, and you know, even beyond this, First Nations women have been at the forefront of grassroots advocacy and fights for the rights of their communities for decades for our nation, of our nation's history. So just having, I guess, for me personally, just having those type of role models and those, you know, strong, staunch Black deadly women, you know, at the forefront is just amazing. And they stick by the mandate of the Uluru Statement and what the mob want. And that's a voice in their own country to make sure that we are heard and we have a say in the issues and matters that affect us in our communities.
Yeah, powerful. Can you share age group and professions at the table, please?
Yeah, so currently we have a number of different diverse backgrounds. So we have like some lawyers involved. We also have our youth dialogue, be it me being the youth manager. So people from community sectors who work at in land councils as well. We've just got a number of range of expertise and experiences that we really thrive on. And I think, you know, if we didn't have those people, and especially the women in the dialogue, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Oh, beautiful, sister. And how often do you meet? This webinar wouldn't be the first one, yes?
No, we try to hold webinars and events as well to inform Australians, but also to make sure that we're on this education journey of talking about the voice as well and informing people. So we try to hold webinars every kind of month or so, or get out into community and hold events and give out merchandise and just inform community and all Australians about what the voice is and what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, no, fantastic, my sister. And the next one, when are we catching up again with all deadly sisters?
We don't know at the moment, but surely it will be very soon. If everyone stays up to date on our social media platforms, we have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok as well for the young ones and also wiser ones. And we also have our website, ulurustatement.org, where everyone can keep up to date, and all of our contact details are on there.
Too deadly, my sister. Thank you. So with the women of the Uluru Dialogue, your communication and your yarn, very strong, very powerful. You are also communicating with the, how you say, the committee or who's at the table, the First Nation voice to Parliament?
Yeah. So Sally Scales, Josie Douglas, Annie Pat Anderson, Professor Megan Davis, they're all on the engagement committee for the referendum. We're just waiting for the referendum machinery bill is kind of like the priority, but for my job and Bridget's job is just to inform Australians as much as possible and just to make sure that, you know, people know what's going on and when they get into that ballot box, they can make that informed and conscious decision. But those women are standing strong in what they believe and what the Uluru Statement stands for. So we just have to continue the good fight and keep it going and try and get that vote at the end of the referendum.
Of course, and Illyria, there's got to be our sisters, our Black sisters' voices at the table, and this entity makes sure that happens, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure, and I think it's also really empowering having, obviously, Minister Linda Burney there at the forefront too, so surrounded by amazing and share the space with so many deadly and amazing women. Yeah, it's just sometimes I have to pinch myself.
Exactly.
Bit,
I was just thinking that. You know what I mean? All these beautiful women around you, strong Black women, it empowers you. You know, whether you're in a JOB, you now want to like start your own business or go back to school and go get your degree and become a doctor or whatever. I mean, it's powerful. Success breeds success, sister.
Yeah, you definitely want to do a lot more things. I mean, I'm only young in my career, but I'm definitely very privileged and just even last night was very emotional and powerful. But we're here to help our elders and try and, you know, get this voice up, because that's what really matters, and we need the power and the strength to to make sure that we can make the laws and policies that affect us and change the laws and policies that, that affect us in our communities, especially on the grassroots level. That's where it matters.
Exactly. Well, I extend the invite to use this medium, National Talk Black, as a tool to help you get your voice out there and help our beautiful women and our sisters be strong in using a medium like so. But thank you very much for the yarn, Alira. All the best to your Deadly Mob there, and all the best to the sisters who are at the table. And thank you very much for the yarn, and we'll talk soon, sis.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Alira Davies, her name is, Uluru Youth Dialogue, co-chair of the Uluru Dialogue celebrates First Nation Women Leading the Voice referendum. And they had their webinar last night, and they have the likes of the panellists that include Professor Megan Davis, Pat Anderson, AO, Sally Scales, and Dr. Joseph Douglas, alongside Uluru Youth Dialogue co-chairs Bridget Kama and also Alira Davis. So beautiful yarn there. Have your saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Add to the conversation 1-800-422-416 with the Ballyo and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumabrip Media 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS National News Radio Service. Big shout out NERS team to Deadly Mob.
Yeah.
Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up Strong, your Mob 2 Deadly. Now, free exhibition showcase works by First Nations artist Danny Eastwood, open to all at the Leo Kelly Blacktown Arts Centre. So we're going to catch up a yarn with Danny Eastwood, but also we have the curator for the exhibition, which is his beautiful son, Jamie. Got them both on the line. A very good morning, my gentlemen, brothers. How are you?
Hey, morning there. Good, thank you, brother.
Yeah, good, good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Start with you, Danny. You can probably speak for your son as well. Who your mob were you from? You there?
Excuse me, I just got a dry throat. My parents come from the Gamba country, that's Brewarrina. But I was born in Gadigal country, in a city, Eora area. And I now live in the Darak area of out in the western suburbs.
Okay, beautiful. Yep. So you're an artist, are you, Danny?
Yes, I'm an artist and so is my two sons.
Okay, and you have Jamie with you. He's an artist, and your other son, who's that?
Trevor, he's in the fire brigade and he has his own gallery.
Okay. And he named Trevor?
Yeah, Trevor.
Well, he must be deadly, that brother.
Yeah,
it's a good name. And you got Jamie there. Hello, Jamie. How are you, bro?
Yeah, good, brother. Yeah, not too bad at all. Thank you.
Yeah, good. So you're a curator for Dad's work, but you're an artist as well, are you?
Yeah. Look, I've been lucky enough to follow in Dad's footsteps. He's been my mentor from a very young age. But I'm pretty much his. I'm 52, so I'm his older apprentice.
Okay, there you go. He's still got your training wheels on.
Yeah, I've still got my training wheels on when it comes to that. His artwork.
That's beautiful. And look, and because that's a vehicle you use to tell your story or finance, whatever, but it's also a vehicle that brings father and son together, a good relationship in that sense, I would think.
It is. You know, we sometimes we disagree on some things, but we follow the same football team, the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah, go to Bunnies.
But when it comes to art, I mean, that's something that we're both passionate about, and we can sit down and talk about for hours and experiment with different mediums and styles and all that type of stuff, you know.
Okay, yeah. And Danny, when we're talking art, what sort of art are we talking in regard to the work that you do?
Dad can speak for himself there.
Well, we used to talk about every medium of art, from sculpturing, carving, wood, acrylics, rhino prints, etchings, just about everything you can think about art. The only thing I don't do is the pot as well.
Sure, okay. And Jamie, you're on the same lines, are you?
Yeah, look, lately I've been branching out into a lot of public artwork, really large-scale artworks, and I think that's important to get this style of artwork out there in the pretty public domain and get the message across. So trying to achieve reconciliation through art and tell our histories through art and have it shown in, you know, big public spaces.
Yeah, no, too deadly. And now the exhibition, the free exhibition, that is, happening at the Leo Kelly Blacktown Arts Centre. When does the exhibition kick off and how long does it go for?
Well, it's just kicked off. We had a little mini launch. We have every Friday we have the Elders in Resonance here.
Good.
So we had a little soft launch, which was on the 3rd March, but it goes right up until the 15th of April. So
okay.
I encourage anyone and everyone to come and have a look at this amazing show. You'll find a great diversity of work stretching back from 4 decades to the very present.
Well, that's too deadly. So the other thing is that people are heading down to watch the Bunnies play, Kill Two Birds, One Stone, go and check out the exhibition at Blacktown.
That's it. Love that.
And you've got a good compliment here from the mayor of Blacktown. That's the councillor there, Tony Bleasdale, AO, who said that the exhibition not to be missed, and very fortunate to have you guys, a calibre of you guys, doing the exhibition. So that's a nice compliment.
That's it. Tony's a lovely mayor, and he's very supportive of our actual community out here.
Good.
But once again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime exhibition, so strongly urge people to come along and have a look.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Beautiful. And so 2nd of March, well, it kicked off to the 15th of April, and times I'm looking at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday to Saturday. Like I said, free event, and that's at the Leo Kelly Blacktown Arts Centre.
That's right,
beautiful.
And we've been running in conjunction with some workshops, and also we're still holding the Aboriginal Elders in Residence here every Friday too.
Beautiful.
And one thing I have on display also is my Kui Mao cartoons.
Yep. Are you a full-time artist, Denny?
Yeah, mostly. I was in the New South Wales Fire Brigade for 23 years.
Oh, okay.
And when I left that, I went up to Kingswood to do TAFE. They made me a TAFE teacher instead, and I taught in all the correction centres,
cool.
Marlon,
okay.
And then around the community.
Yes.
And in the community.
And Jamie yourself? Full time?
Yeah. Look, I've got two hats, and I try to base some of my artwork off my other hat. I work as an Aboriginal site officer.
Okay.
I look at a lot of the sites around the area of Western Sydney and that, and help out the archaeologist.
Yeah.
But, that it works hand in hand with my artwork because I try to use some of the things, country I've seen, and into my artwork and tell that story.
Yeah, powerful. Too deadly, my brothers. Thank you very much for the yarn. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And once again, free exhibition showcasing works of First Nation artist Danny Eastwood with the curator, his deadly son there, Jamie Eastwood, all at the Leo Kelly Blacktown Arts Centre. It's all happening now till the 15th of April. Thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. And we'll yarn soon, my brothers.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Didri Gora. Thank you. Too deadly. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. Deadly yarn there. That's with Denny Eastwood, artist, and his deadly son, artist as well, a curator for this free exhibition that's at the Leo Kelly Blacktown Arts Centre. So you mob are heading down and watch the Bunnies play, Rabbitohs. They're fans of the Rabbitohs. Go and check out the exhibition at the Leo Kelly Blacktown Arts Centre. And as I said, the mayor of Blacktown, Blacktown City, the councillor Tony Bleasdale, AO, he said that is the exhibition not to be missed. So there it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Added the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, Royal BBM 987 FM. Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little bit. I've been through it all, I'm coming at you all different. We're making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known while the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost, I come close where I'm fitting. And me, I'm a witch, a gentleman, indigenous from being an innocent. We're from the last generation, I drink our stories and cherish. And I land, it's still strong. From the island to the mainland, that culture remains sacred. If Captain James Cook didn't invade it, we would have been way more dangerous. Just taking ever since the First Nation, I wanted to get the debt to explore my own country before I go to other places. So one love forever.
for a black nation. The bullet me pulling a topic, we got no way to tame it. We can never get no justice, cause they're too busy throwing them up away. Taking the faded to the station, writing lies in the paper. This world has got you twisted and going in a rotation. I'm just trying to embrace it.
We had to make a way back up and start from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing to significance. I've been through it all, I'm coming at you a different. We're making the right decisions, the pain and use all the vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known, why the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost, I come closer and my feeling in me. I'm a wish legitimate indigenous, won't be an incident. I'm looking for my land and my people. Looking for my blood and my clan and my people. Pressure made diamonds, got the mess with my people. I can see why you mad, you don't fit the description. And you made us sis, what you think I did? Who you think I am? Cause you see me walking proudly, I'ma flaunt my skin. Like my ancestors did, and my kids still do. Do I have to make the message any more clear for you? We ain't going anywhere, we ain't making a move. Fool, notice all these young and youth. They be running these streets, yelling FTP. Running, yelling at you, can't catch me.
We had to make a way back up and start from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little bit. I've been through it all, I'm coming at you a different. We're making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known, while the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost, I come closer and my feeling in me. I'm a witch, legitimate, indigenous, won't be an incident.
I wanna make a change from a race. Be a voice of Malcolm X and put them in their place. These white followers look at me like I'm a bloody disgrace. Filled with the hate, I know you don't love me cause I'm a black man. Cause at the end of the day, this is the place we could be mates instead of enemy of the states. Like Jedi trying to control, she better feel well and doing it all for the rest. Just stay in your place, you wanna be rude about her coach G. Just know that black doesn't crack, and as a matter of fact, this is the way that it's supposed to be.
We had to make a way back up and start from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm coming just a little bit. And I've been through it all, I'm coming at you a different. We're making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known, while the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost, I come close, where am I fitting in me? I'm a witch, legitimate, indigenous, won't be an incident.
Oh, no, no.
I shouldn't have let you in. If you don't know me by now, you will never, ever, ever, ever know me. Never, ever, ever, ever know me. Never should waste my time. Break up around with different guys. Always do what's right. Giving love to the wrong guy. Never should have changed any part of me. If you wanted me, you want the heart of me. Now you wanna give a shit, it's not of me. You switch lanes in my world change. You switch lanes in my world change. Even when I'm persistent, you still were persistent. I've been losing loads of sleep. Bring out my soul. Waste my time, break up around with different guys.
to Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. As I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bama Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying, Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. Looking at the news for today's stories, what's happening in the news. Payne Haas mum slapped with new charge over horror fatal crash. Other news here, definitely hooked me, the $23 million evil that forced tradie hit rock bottom. So we're talking about his dramas with the poker machines. Australia's hottest regional areas unveiled by experts. That's in regard in real estate. The Atlantic here, how people with dementia make sense of the world. Australia expected to buy up to five Virginia-class submarines as part of AUKUS. Sarah was allegedly spied on by a government agency. Years later, it still hasn't given up her dirt file. So, very sad. They have a list of actors seen 20 years after retirement. Couple's dream home wrecked by unwanted neighbour. It ruined our life. Building gain collapses. 80 projects abandoned and $25 million owing. White House goes after Tucker Carlson by name over January 6 coverage. So the headlines there for the news, looking at First Nation news, why this native grass could be a game changer is medical science and provide jobs for Indigenous Australians. Scientists are using traditional Indigenous knowledge of native spinifex grass to potentially create stronger and more reliable medical treatments and foster STEM-related careers for Indigenous people. Sounds deadly. What other news we got here? Indigenous women's death in Kasi was not inevitable or acceptable, sister tells inquest. The family of an Indigenous woman who died in Brisbane Watch House have told an inquest she is not responsible for her own death and that there was nothing acceptable about it. Condolences going out there to the family. A body of future Indigenous artists seeking body of Australian of British descent for sacrifice to past sins. A Tasmanian Aboriginal artist says he has already received responses to his advertisement seeking an Australian Australian of British descent to donate their future dead body for an art installation. So they're the news that heads up here today. Wednesday, 8 March, and we've got about 10 minutes left on the program. So, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation or get one started on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah, reggae music, Saltwater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Blacks. Come the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. I thank you very much for your company, Mob. Good to be back in the hot seat once again, National Talk Black. And it is a voice for our people, and thank you for utilising it. And a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, our Daily Black Network. Once again, thank you very much to all the mob down there, Palawa mob down there, Tasmania. And that's Leah Cameron and her deadly family. Beautiful family. Congratulations to Leah and Dwayne in their marriage. And also a big shout out to Greg and Fleur, and also to Michelle and Ken, and also Betty. Thank you very much, you mob. And to Mornings and Nola mob, my family, my connection there, thank you very much. To Mission Australia, Melissa, and also Michaela, and Farah Linden, traditional owner there, too deadly, my sister. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Young and soon, you mob. News coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service.